Chapter 6, Joshua in chapter 6, very thankful for each person here and for the opportunity to be in God's house tonight. We hope and pray that you've had a good week, and I hope and pray that you have been not only physically prepared for services tonight, but also spiritually as well. The book of Joshua. In chapter 6, we'll start in verse 1. The Bible says, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests, and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests, hearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns, passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priest that blew with the trumpets, and the reward, that would be the rear guard, came after the ark, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. They came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So notice verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed All that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof, and his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was raised throughout all the country. Let us pray again. Our Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all you've done for us. Now, God, I pray that you'd help us tonight to preach with clarity. Help us to preach with power. And God, I pray that we would just exalt you in all that's said and done. Help us to learn from the life of Joshua and the people of Israel. And may we give you the glory for it all. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Here we find in chapter 6, of course, that the children of Israel was being led into battle by this man by the name of Joshua. Now, Joshua was a man that was very talented when it came to war. He was a man that was leading his people into battle. But understand this. He was a blessed man because God had given him the power and God had given him the authority, and God had done what else? God had commanded him to lead them into battle, right? You see, God used Joshua in a great and mighty way. So here they come. They crossed the mighty Jordan. They come across there, and this was a place in which usually you wouldn't expect an attack, because Jordan was there. It was kind of a way that they didn't come across. The enemy wouldn't come across that way, so they come from another direction. And be easy to see. Well, here they are. They came from another direction. You see, God isn't just a God of happenstance. It isn't that He just so happened to send them this way, but He did that strategically. And He did that in such a way that they would go into battle. And as they went to battle, imagine that they see this place, Jericho. Man, this place is huge. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know all the measurements about it. I don't have all that written down right now. But I'm going to tell you this. Those walls were several feet thick. Man, they had people that would walk across them at the top. They also had earthen embankments around the city of Jericho, so that way erosion wouldn't kick in and so forth from different problems like that. But man, here they are. They've come to this place of Jericho. And can you imagine how scary it would have been? Not really scary. Maybe that's not the right word. How intimidating it might be. Looking up there, being up on a hill strategically, that's what they did most of the time, up on a hill, fortified greatly. And there they are. Man, what are we going to do? Can you imagine some of these men being men of war, ready to get into action, thinking, well, we got swords, we got spears, let's go, let's fight them. I can imagine others were thinking, you know, we've got, maybe they had catapults. I don't know if they did or not. Maybe they did. Thinking, well, we have catapults, we'll catapult and throw things over there and try to break down the wall. Maybe they had a battering ram. I don't know everything they had or didn't have. But I'm going to tell you what they had that was better than any of that stuff. They had God on their side. They didn't need the battering rams. They didn't need the bows and arrows. They didn't need the spears. They didn't need the swords. They didn't need the armor. What they had was the God of heaven and His blessing upon them. So here they were. Going up there, of course, at this time, Jericho was closed up because the children of Israel was there. No one came in, no one came out. Verses 2 through 6, God made a promise to Joshua. Notice that in verse 2. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. He's made a promise to him. Just like when Jesus Christ was there in the ship and he told them, said, let us pass to the other side. You know, that was a promise that they didn't really get, some of them. He told them, let's go to the other side. We're going to get there. Because he promised them they would. Let us go. Well, here, folks, we find that God has made a promise to Joshua and the children of Israel. He has said this, I have given into thine hand Jericho. He made a promise. It's going to happen. Jericho is going to be conquered by you. So he made a promise that he would give them the city of Jericho into their hands. Now understand, the battle plan was quite odd. I can't imagine a general nowadays, especially, telling people, all right, this is what we're going to do. You're going to go and you're going to march around the city once a day for 6 days. You're going to march around there. You're not going to say a word. The trumpets are, the priests are going to blow the trumpets. They're going to bear the ark before you. And then the seventh day, you're going to do the same thing, except you're going to do it 7 times. And then blow the shofar or the trumpet. And then you're going to give a loud shout, and then the walls are going to fall down. Now, ain't that crazy? Now listen, I'm not calling God crazy, all right? I'm just saying, imagine if you had a general nowadays that came and told you that. Man, they'd put you in the stockade. They'd lock you up. But you see, the difference is the God of heaven is not bound by man. The God of heaven can accomplish his purpose. And he can do it with simplicity. See, what we find here is a simple plan. And we find that it is God's plan. So here they are. They're going around the walls. Notice in verse 6. Verse 6 is where we see the instruction. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, that is, surround the city. And let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. So off they went to do as God commanded. Not varying at all what God told them to do. See, folks, this is the difference. Nowadays, people like to come up with a different plan, a different way of doing things, but God's given us what we need to do, right? Imagine if Joshua had told the Lord, now, Lord, you know, we know that you're God, we know that you took care of us in the wilderness, but you know what? We can do this so much better. Why don't you let me get a couple of guys with some flaming arrows and we'll shoot them over the walls and then we'll throw ropes or whatever and climb over and we'll go in and get them. How does that sound? That isn't what he did though. What he did is he said, all right, Lord, we'll do what you want. We'll do it how you tell us to do. So there he goes. We find in verse 10 through 14, and Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city. going about at once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And seven priests, bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord, went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the reward, that would be the rear guard, came after the ark of the Lord. The priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once, and returned unto the camp, so they did 6 days. They did this 6 times. Now just for a moment, imagine that you're the citizens of Jericho. Can you imagine being up on that wall? And remember, folks, this is a well-fortified city. No one was coming in, humanly speaking. No one was coming out. So they had all this food put back. They had water rations and so forth put back. And if I'm not mistaken, there might have been a spring and a well that fed into the city. It seemed like I remember reading that in my studies. But anyway, they had all they needed for a long siege. Imagine these fellas up on the wall, looking down and thinking to themselves, what in the world are they doing? They're having a parade. They're up here blowing their trumpets. They're marching around. They're not doing anything. What's going on? I believe when Brother Grant was here and he preached from this, he said it could have been very intimidating for them, perhaps. Maybe so. But I can imagine that they just didn't have any clue what was going on. In verse 15, and it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, here he's given his final instructions, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accused or the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. He gave them final instructions. Said, listen. He said, shout. When he's talking about shouting here, it's kind of like a war whoop or a holler. Something like, woo, except a whole lot louder. So here they were, ready to fight, ready to go. But then he continued on. He said, listen. He said, you remember this too. He said, the city shall be accursed and all that are in it. But he said, except for. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Said, listen, everyone else is fair game. They are to be taken out. Except for Rahab and her house. Why is that? Well, do you remember why? It's because by faith she hid them. She knew that God, that the children of Israel was blessed of God, and she was not going to betray them. They were honoring what they said they would do. So it continued on. Verse 18, and ye, talking about all of you that are listening within the sound of his voice, and any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing. What's the accursed thing? The accursed thing is anything that God told them not to touch. That which is to be utterly destroyed. It means that which has been to be banned, to be destroyed, or in anything in a sense of belonging to a false god or the people who worshipped false gods. Jericho was completely devoted within their own minds and their own hearts to the false gods. But God had dedicated and devoted this place of Jericho as the first fruits of Canaan. And nobody and nothing was to be taken by the people. But then he goes on to say that if you do this, you know what you're doing? You're making yourselves a curse. But not only making yourself a curse, but the whole camp. The blessing of God will not be upon us. Verse 19, but all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. That was to be devoted to God and given to Him. Now, notice verse 20. So when Joshua got done giving the command, at this point the people shouted. When the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Straight down. Is that crazy? Why is that significant? Falling outward, it'd be hard to climb. Falling inward, the same thing. They fell straight down or flat. And then what happened? So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. They went in there with a battle and took care of them and slaughtered. Verse 22, but Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. I want you to think about this. Here were these young men. God had used this woman to protect them. And here they are, thinking to themselves, she needs to be protected. She needs to be brought out. Who better to go in? The very ones that she saved, now they got to, quote unquote, repay the favor. So they go into her and her family and bring them out. The young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab. Who was with her? Her father, her mother, her brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. They burnt the city with fire. They were doing what God had told them to do, destroy the city. It's accursed. And all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron. And they put in the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel, even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent out to spy out Jericho. You know, not only was she rescued, but she was under the protection of Joshua and the children of Israel. Why is that? And by that instance as well, under the protection of God. Why? Because by faith, she protected them and took care of them. She obeyed God. Let me say something to you tonight, folks. We can learn some things from this. Number one, sometimes things don't make sense, humanly speaking. Do you think it really made sense to these guys too about how to go into battle and destroy the city of Jericho? No. But they obeyed God. Do you think that it made sense to have a scarlet thread or rope, whatever you want to say, hanging out of Rahab's house too? No, but they did it. And you know what? It was used by God to protect them. Do you think it made sense, humanly speaking, that they couldn't go in there and loot? Because remember, they had to have food. They had to have all this stuff, clothing, to take care of themselves. What God was telling them is, you obey me, I'll take care of you. You live by faith. You trust me, and it'll be okay. Let me tell you what we don't do so much nowadays. And when I say we, I'm talking about me, folks. We don't live by faith a whole lot. We like to know what's coming around the bend. We like to know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And listen, I like that too. But you know what? God taught the children of Israel, trust me. I'll work it out. Let me tell you what He's teaching us many times and we don't realize it. Trust me. I'll take care of you. I know your needs better than you do. Notice as well, verse 26, and Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. Verse 26, the curse relates also to the rebuilding of Jericho as a fortified city. It was not to be done. Because if they did, it was going to be at the cost of their own children. How often, folks, do we do things at the cost of our own families? God help us. Verse 27. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Notice that. So the Lord was with Joshua. God's hand was upon him, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. In other words, it was made known for anyone and everyone. Everyone to hear, everyone to see. Remember, folks, they were people in a strange land. This was not their homeland. But yet, here is Joshua's name and the children of Israel being noised about. Do you think they were being talked about in a way that they were thinking about, oh, we can't wait to see Joshua again. Oh, we can't wait for the children of Israel. Let's fix them dinner. That is not what they were doing. Folks, they were scared to death. Because they knew that God's hand was upon Joshua. They knew that God's hand was upon the children of Israel. Let me tell you something tonight, folks. In the battles we have in this Christian life, there's going to be hardships. There's going to be tough times. But by faith, we can trust God. That just like Joshua and the children of Israel took on Jericho and won, that we as well can by faith trust God. Listen to His Word. Do what He tells us to do through His Word and be faithful. And God will get us through the battles of this life. Let me tell you, you know what Satan wants to do? He wants to discourage us. And he wants to do all he can to hinder our testimony and our walk. Let's have the faith of Joshua. Let's trust him. and be faithful to follow Him in all we do. Let's all stand. Good to see everyone out tonight. Very thankful for you. Pray for one another. Remember, service is Sunday as well. As we get ready to go to